16 miles off Cape Hatteras along the North Carolina coast, a barge the size of a football field floats above the wreckage of the USS Monitor. The first ironclad warship in the U.S. Navy became famous for fighting one battle during the Civil War. The Monitor survived the combat but sank the following New Year's Eve. Divers have been bringing up artifacts from the wreckage discovered in 1973, and this past week they recovered the Monitor's steam engine. NPR's Brian Naylor visited the site and returned with this report.
To board the barge, named Wotan after a mythological German god, you clamber onto a cargo net and hold on for dear life as a crane hoists you from the deck of the supply boat that ferries equipment and passengers each morning from shore.
Ready? Coming up!
The 300-foot-long barge is crammed full. There are two cranes, one a giant capable of lifting 500 tons. There are dozens of container-like structures that house the crew, serve as the galley and control posts. There are hundreds of bottles containing 100,000 cubic feet of gas for the Navy divers that have been working a 24/7 schedule these past few months. They are led by Captain Bobby Scholey.
A lot of what we do with salvage is our operations that are tragedies that were there because something bad happened. The coal incident, we were over there with a team on diving on the coal after the bombing, that sort of stuff. Whereas out here on Monitor, this is a wonderful operation. Everybody feels great about it. We love the diving. It's a wonderful dive. It's a beautiful environment. And we're doing something very positive.
The wreckage of the Monitor was designated the nation's first marine sanctuary in 1975. When a fishing boat dropped its anchor on the wreckage, destroying some of it in the process, the government decided it was time to begin a recovery operation. The warship's propeller and anchor were brought up first, and this summer the goal was the steam engine. Divers attached it to a special frame to stabilize it. John Broadwater is manager of the marine sanctuary.
We not only have the basic frame of the engine itself, it has all the steam gauges and mercury tubes and fittings and levers and even the brass wheel that reversed the direction of the engine turning. We have all of this, and so when it's finally completed and put on exhibit, it'll probably be the most complete example of an early steam engine that you could find anywhere.
The Monitor was built in 1862 in Brooklyn from a radical design by John Ericsson. Most of the ship lay beneath the waterline. Only the revolving turret with two 11-inch guns was above the surface. Critics called it a cheese box on a raft. The high point of its brief life came in March of that year when it engaged the Merrimack in Hampton Roads, Virginia. The Merrimack was an abandoned Federal warship that the Confederates had refitted with armored topsides and rechristened the Virginia. The four-hour battle was gauged to draw, but historians say it changed forever the nature of naval warfare, ending the Age of Wood. Never meant to be an open-ocean ship, the Monitor was being towed to Beaufort, North Carolina, when it went down in a gale off Cape Hatteras with a loss of 16 men.
One side, now it's going up and over 20 feet.
Now it's going up and over to 20 feet.
I'm one on the way.
I'm one.
A crew of about 80 Navy divers has been working all summer on the recovery. The wreckage sits upside down in 240 feet of water. This time of year, the Gulf Stream flows directly over the site, and the water is a striking shade of deep blue. Aside from the engine, divers have recovered several other artifacts from the Monitor. These are placed in plastic Ziploc bags and kept in saltwater-filled storage bins. John Broadwater carefully unwraps a silt-covered artifact that, despite being submerged for 140 years, is still a readable thermometer.
The plate under here is copper, and you can see the numbers along there still completely visible. But on this side, on the left, are the numbers of degrees in Fahrenheit. On the right, it's got helpful notations. At 98.6, it says body heat. And at 112, it says fever heat. And all the way up at 212, it says water boils. And there was the thermometer reading closer to water boils than to body temperature. So you can imagine what it was like down there.
Next summer, Broadwater hopes the Monitor's turret will be recovered. But for now, this summer's trophy, the engine, will arrive at the Mariner's Museum in Newport News, Virginia on Tuesday morning. The museum, which already houses the ship's anchor and propeller, is building a center to house and conserve the relics. Brian Naylor, NPR News, off Cape Hatteras, North Carolina.